The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Lucy, do you want to come on this microphone over here?
And there, once again, an auspicious start to the podcast as producer Dave sends it, barks his instructions at the intern, Lucy. It is the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and these are the least worst bits of this week's XFM Breakfast Show. But as it was only sort of 2 days of it with me on it, then and I'm not sure what happened. Was there anything useful at all, Lucy, that happened in there?
Well, we got some bad travel advice.
Well, that's every day when Matt's on board, isn't it, to be honest? That's nothing new.
Yeah.
No, but this time it was from Song from Hell, so that was...
Fine, yeah. No, that was... I remember that, yeah. I recall that.
Yeah. We also played a game of Dead or Alive and found out whether my stick inset was dead or alive.
Yes, we did. So if you're hanging on for nothing else, there's a cliffhanger for the podcast. Is Lucy's stick insect dead or alive? That's not a euphemism, by the way.
Oh, God. We also found out how much Bruce Jenner's Wheaties are going for.
Who?
Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No.
You don't know?
Don't care.
We found out how much his Wheaties are going for in a price.
Wheaties. Again, not even.
In a game.
Where else would you get Lucy's stick insect and Bruce Jenner's Wheaties?
So he's auctioning off his Wheaties, is he, after the op?
Yeah.
After he has the op.
Yeah.
Would you want to buy his Wheaties?
No.
Pop them in your pockets, man.
Not put them in my mouth.
No. I've heard they're nice with milk on. What else, Lucy?
We also had some irrelevant newspaper reviews.
Yes.
And we also played some... What else did we do?
Well, that's enough. That's
the level of professionalism always impresses me with Lucy. Good. Well, I'm...
You lost the will to live, right?
As have we all. I'm off now, so I imagine you know, I'll be back at some point, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Who knows? Right, roll the podcast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Oh, and by the way, a special good morning to you if you're God's representative on Earth, the Pope. We've seen this in the news. The Pope apparently hasn't watched television. We mentioned this yesterday, since 1990, but research over the last 24 hours has indicated that the Pope is a big fan of radio. So, good morning, Your Holiness there. He likes music as well, so he's probably listening to XFM. He's very keen on the Mannix Holy Bible album, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Big on Jesus Jones as well. He likes Jesus Jones, doesn't he? And apparently some of his priests like listening to the choir boys. Asking to be let out of their basement. Good morning, Your Holiness. good morning. So, why is it, by the way, that the Pope, when he says that he's God's representative on Earth, we sort of give him a great big palace and a Pope-mobile, right? But anyone else says that, they're a serial killer. What's that about? Anyway, Your Holiness.
What a time for producer Dave to walk in.
I know, I love it. Morning, Dave.
You missed all that, Dave.
Nothing.
John's starting a war with the Catholic Church.
That's what I like to do at 6 o'clock in the morning. Who among us doesn't?
XFM.
All hail, then, the bank holiday gods as they see fit to bestow a going back to work day on us. Feels like a Monday, of course, but it's not. It's a Tuesday, but it is just a short working week, so, you know, let's just get the merry hell on with it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Well, it's time for the largely irrelevant paper review. If you're a regular listener, you'll know this is where we go through the newspapers and publications that no one else bothers with. I mean, you just put the television on, don't you? And you get every morning, there they are on the sofa on the BBC, aren't they, going through the papers. Over on Sky, they're doing exactly the same newspapers. Everyone's doing the same newspapers. With the celebrities, haven't they? Looking at celebrities and their opinion on things. Oh, who's that there? And the BBC was... oh, it's former Steps man Lee Latchford Evans there. Look, he's examining the Financial Times' coverage of David Cameron's negotiations with the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker regarding the UK's EU membership. Isn't he Lee Latchford Evans? Who's that on Sky? Oh, it's It's one-time MTV Golden Boy and occasional Top of the Pops presenter in 2005, Tim Cash. Tim Cash with Eamon Holmes discussing the contents of the Queen's speech. That's not for us. We do the papers. No one else bothers. On my celebrity couch this morning, the celebrity newsreader, celebrity Matt Dyson.
Oh, hello, John.
Hi there.
So much fun to be in the studio with you.
It's great to see you. What have you brought in this morning?
Bonkers about airbeds.
Well, aren't we all?
Your guide to the world of inflatable snoozing.
It's the best kind.
And this month, just 99p a copy of this, by the way. On page 11, a load of hot air.
Yeah.
How manual oral blowing can be much more effective.
I've always said that.
You've always said that. It's much better than one of those plug-in machines, isn't it? Exactly. Keep It Up is another good article worth checking out. Resident airbed expert Sandy Phillips talks us through the best way to stop your equipment going down on you during the night.
Right.
Don't want that. Okay. No one wants to be lying too low, do they?
No. You certainly don't want your extremities touching the floor,
no,
do you?
And Air and Tear on page 33, also worth a look. How to avoid damaging your valve when deflating.
Very good advice all round. My publication this morning costs £2.99. It's very simply called Flight Club. Your monthly publication dedicated to the world of the paper aeroplane. Plain and simple, page 13. The question, of course, big or small flaps, which is best?
Right.
For initial thrust, page 23, show us your tips. Professional flyer Andrew Holdroyd reveals his top secrets on how to hold it correctly and which angle will maximise propulsion. And finally, page 32 caught my eye as well. Wings Around the World. Flight Club finally gets to the bottom of whether or not it's possible to fly a paper airplane all the way around the world. It isn't.
XFM.
Showbiz Tossip on the way as well. The tabloid's representative on Earth, the religious stories from the papers, they must be religious as well, because whenever I read them, I go, Jesus Christ. It's the Chaff News Desk. Spotted. Her Majesty the Queen, in front of the mirror, practising her speech this morning, a Queen's speech. She's gone online, she's Googled best Queen's speeches, she's downloaded some templates, and she's busy tailoring the jokes to fit David Cameron. When I first met, insert name of current Prime Minister, I knew I'd be able to give him a speech. I read somewhere, she's got this one, I read somewhere that a Queen's speech shouldn't take any longer than it takes the PM to make love. So, ladies and gentlemen, David Cameron sits down, takes drink. She's got all the classics. Yeah. Spotted. The Queen downloading speech templates from the internet. Spotted.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So, here we go then with a game of The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press. I have a pair of tickets to see the wombats. This is Alexandra Palace, not the ones at the London Zoo. On the 1st of October, you had to text in to play The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press. Let me explain again what it is, but let me explain it to the ears of the two persons picked entirely at random who are going to be playing. First of all, on line one is Sarah this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Sarah. Where are you from, Sarah?
I'm from Harrow.
Harrow. Good. All right. Well, and what do you do, Sarah?
I work for Pinewood Studios.
You work for Pinewood Studios?
Oh, yes.
Very exciting. All right. Well, that was a sarcasm, sir. That was absolutely sarcasm. I meant that. So here's the thing. You're going to be playing against Dan this morning because he's on line two. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Morning, Dan. Where are you calling from and what do you do, Dan?
I'm calling from Crawley. I'm a project coordinator. It's not as good as being a Pinewood Studios.
Well, you know. We'll see. It's project coordination versus Pinewood Studios this morning on the radio then. Sarah versus Dan. Here's how it's going to work, lady and gent. I've got three auction items here. They are crap celebrity tat things that somebody has deemed important enough to put on an auction site. All you have to do is have a guess at how much each one costs or cost. It will be the best of three and we'll sort of roll it over as we go over the next 20 minutes or so. As always, my glamorous assistant, Matt Dyson, by my side.
Well, best of luck, guys. Thanks. We're all really rooting for you.
Let's play The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press. So, Sarah, you were picked first this morning, and we'll take your guess first for the first item, which is Sir Bruce Forsyth's signed cap, and with a little description of it while you're thinking of how much that cost at auction, here's Matt.
Well, tee off down the fairway with this signed golf cap from everyone's favourite big-chinned tap-dancing TV veteran Bruce Forsyth. At the ancient age of 87, Big Bruce's golfing days are no doubt behind him, so why not don the sweaty gear that he used in his more athletic days?
OK, so... Sarah, over to you. Sarah, how much at auction for Bruce Forsyth's signed cap? In pounds, oh. In pounds, sorry, in pounds.
In pounds, yeah. Not in pence.
No. Well, if you like. Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for, people strange, £60.
£60 for Bruce's cap. Same question goes to Dan. Same question to Dan. Whoever gets closest gets the point. Remember, it's the best of three. Dan.
£50.
Sorry, say again?
£50.
£55, I can tell you, yep, that Bruce's signed cap went for £100, which makes Sarah closest. She gets the first, yep, point. Oh, yes.
XFM.
So we move on to round two, when I can tell you, lady and gent, that the item you are guessing the price of is Bruce Jenner... Bruce Jenner's Wheaties cereal box. What? In pounds. Yeah, I know. Bruce Jenner's Wheaties cereal box. In pounds. While you're thinking, here's Matt with a description.
Yes, you're bidding on a cereal box signed by the dad of one of the many Kardashian children who've taken over the world. He was, of course, a gold medal winning decathlete in 1976 in the Olympics, but that apparently isn't as impressive as his stepdaughter's bottom.
Bruce Jenner's... Thank you. Wheaties cereal box. We go to Dan first this time, because Sarah took the first guess last time. Dan, how much in pounds?
Surely that's got to be worth less than the cap. sure, 60.
£60 for Bruce Jenner's Wheaties cereal box. Sarah, over to you. If you get this right, Sarah, if you're, you get the point, it means you win, because it's the best out of three, and Dan goes home with nothing. However, if Dan's closest, of course, we have to go on to round three. So what will it be, Sarah, for Bruce Jenner's Wheaties cereal box in pounds?
People are very strange. I'm constantly amazed at how strange they are. So I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say £70.
£70. I can tell you that Bruce Jenner's Wheaties cereal box was, in pounds... Am I doing this right? Am I trying... Guys, it's like... You've got to drag it out, yeah, David. Right, okay. Suspension.
Oh, you've managed it.
All right, okay, fine. All right, I can tell you that it went for £170, which means that Sarah got the tickets out! Commiserations, Dan.
It was unbelievable.
The price is broadly right at the time of going to press.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Good morning again, and välkommen. That's Swedish, by the way, Eurovision fans. Jaga John Holmes. And if you are a fan of Eurovision, you know, gay or straight, statistics indicate the former, I realise. But whatever your preference, then we're giving you the chance this morning on the XFM Breakfast Show to meet the pair from this year's UK entry. They were called Electro Velvet. And if you've got any odd jobs that need doing about the place, then simply let them know. They are available now and they need the money. They've only got 5 points to their name and the exchange rate's pretty awful, so... What is in the music news?
Well, John, 25 years ago today, the 27th of May, 1990, the Stone Roses played their legendary outdoor show at Spike Island. There is a gallery of photos from the legendary gig, including some horrendous baggy Joe Bloggs-based fashion items. On our website that you must have a look at today, xfm.co.uk.
Dave's never stopped wearing them, has he? Still got them on now.
Because he's from South Manchester, isn't he, or stroke Cheshire.
He's going to come back eventually into fashion, I think. So stick with it.
Holding the flag. Waving the Manchester flag aloft.
Yeah. Elsewhere, the Cribs have told XFM why they've all started living in different places around the world.
We grew up in each other's pockets, as most siblings do, and then going on the road. Like, we've spent our entire adult lives in each other's pockets up until this point. So I think, like, when it came time to go on our own paths, we all spread pretty far for that reason. It's just a natural response to that.
Code, we hate each other.
Yeah. I also said the arguments they have as a band can be quite alarming.
Really?
Yeah, so it's just their brothers stuck together.
They would just want to let it go with the pockets. They're obsessed.
Yeah, they've got big pockets. Big pockets. Well, I suppose you've got big baggy pockets on your Joe Bloggs jeans, haven't you, Dave?
So you've got the Cribs in it.
Yeah. The Cribs. They've got one of the Cribs in that.
So the Cribs. The Cribs have gone their separate ways, right?
Yeah.
And so they're not together anymore. And who knows where they're, you know, sleeping. So there's no bed for a Crib. Light out of a way in a manger. No bed for it. 16 minutes past 9.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And with the news of the cancellation of TV's Nevermind the Buzzcocks, we've a quiz this morning, a related quiz. All you have to do is answer the question that everyone's been asking since the news about that broke yesterday. And the question is this. Where is Preston from the Ordinary Boys nowadays? Where? What's he doing? We've not heard from him in years, so if you do know, please get in touch. Terms and conditions apply, and the competition isn't open to members of XFM or their families, although it is open to Preston from the Ordinary Boys. Where are you?
XFM.
Let's indulge ourselves with the showbiz tossip. This is where we go through the papers, the day's papers, and pull out bits of the news that clearly are not news and scatter them over the chaff news desk and get them out of the way so they don't bother anyone else for the rest of the day. This morning there's a sort of clash of worlds, Matt, am I right?
Yes, there are. Because Keira Knightley has given birth to a baby klaxon.
Wow, yes. That must have hurt coming out, wasn't it?
Yeah, new rave baby is in the world now. So she's married to James Wrighton.
That's right.
From the Klaxons.
Now, if you're going to pick a... well, that's what I was going to say. You're going to pick a rock star. She didn't do very well in that. that lottery, did she?
I mean,
you know, I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow got Chris Martin for a bit. Exactly, you know, that's kind of still up there.
Yeah, she backed the right horse, didn't she?
Exactly. But,
I'd imagine Knightley sort of gets the bill when they go out for meals and stuff.
Oh, because he's not been working for a while, has he?
He's not been working for
Klaxon,
a while.
Bless him.
And Klaxons can't have been making that money, much money in the last few years.
One good album.
As a band.
You know, you're absolutely right. So, so it's probably really awkward around their house, isn't it?
He's probably going to be a stay-at-home dad, I'd imagine.
A stay-at-home Klaxon.
A stay-at-home Klaxon, yeah.
So she's off, you know... she's got a job. Yes, she works. She's a film star. And he's at home in his pants, isn't he? Eating Doritos in front of Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, letting the baby play with, like, glow sticks instead of a rattle.
Just letting it crawl around the floor, Just not really taking any notice of it. So, he may be doing them a disservice, I don't know. But you're right, he's definitely not got a job.
No.
But he doesn't need one.
He doesn't need one. He's married to a film star.
Yeah.
He's done very well for himself.
He's backed very much the right horse. And he's and now he's knocked her up, and so she's a keeper.
Yeah, that's true.
Good work, Klaxon.
He's sorted now, isn't it? And speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, as you mentioned her earlier, she has she's declared, get this, that she'd rather smoke crack than eat canned cheese.
canned cheese?
Who buys cheese in a can? That's so American, isn't it?
I don't think you can get that here, can you?
Cheese in a can.
Can.
I'm sort of with her on the smoking crack.
So, I mean, I'd rather smoke crack than do most things. Like, you know, like come to work or, you know, get up. Wash. I mean, you know, come on at the end of the day. Anyway, interesting, by the way, that she, let us not forget that Gwyneth Paltrow, as mentioned in these hallowed portals before, has a steam cleaner for her uterine area.
Yes,
right?
She does,
So very much a smoked crack.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See how it all links?
Yeah, well, it does link. Because she's bringing out her own range of ready meals as well.
Oh, no.
Organic and gluten-free, of course.
Yes.
She's got together with a fitness trainer to launch these three green hearts meal, which offers such delights as kale ravioli.
Of course it does.
And quinoa salad.
Oh, God's sake.
Yeah.
And what was her website called again?
It's Goop.
Goop, that's yeah, right. Yeah, that's, Goop, steam cleaning the...
Yeah, scoop the Goop. Yeah,
Kale ravioli, quinoa salad, Goop soup.
And she only smokes fair trade organic crack.
Of course she does. She's Gwyneth Paltrow.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Showbiz Tossip, of course, also riding in on the radio tide before 6:30 this morning. Like those so-called giant jellyfish that the Daily Mail have got all panicky about over the bank holiday, saying they're invading the Dorset coast. But in this case, it's the tentacles of the tabloids that reach out to sting you. The stories that are nothing of the kind. Spotted, man, spotted.
Spotted.
A man from a thing. Marrying a woman who was on another thing. Got married over the weekend, which was apparently, I read this, the biggest gathering of showbiz and reality stars ever in one place.
Oh, I know. Gosh.
So, right, and here comes a Game of Thrones spoiler, right? So if you're not up to date, then listen away now. It's the biggest gathering of reality and showbiz stars, but he's really the masterstroke of Tywin Lannister, who sees the opportunity to murder the reality and showbiz stars, conspiring with Lord Brooke Vincent of the House Coronation Street, in return for clemency and rewards, effectively ending the conflict between the House Towie in the east and the House Corrie in the north. I have literally no idea what I'm talking about now. I absolutely haven't got a clue how I've mixed those two things up. Doesn't make any sense.
XFM.
We have tickets to see the vaccines available. We are giving them to you in a game of Dead or Alive. So if you entered, many thousands did, but only one can play, so apologies if you didn't get picked at random. But someone who did get picked at random to play for those tickets is called Sean. He's on the telephone. Good morning, Sean.
Good
morning. Morning, Sean. His signal's a bit dodgy there, Sean. Where are you, Sean? Where are you and what do you do?
I'm a landscape gardener. I'm in Godmersham, in a private estate down there.
Oh, Godmersham in Kent. Godmersham in Kent.
Someone.
Yeah, down on the North Downs there.
Yeah, just on the edge of North.
Yeah, just by but next to Canterbury, in Canterbury, isn't it? Just by Canterbury, yeah. I know it.
Yeah.
Built in 1732. Yeah, built in 1732, wasn't it? Godmersham Park House.
Yeah.
It was indeed.
Yeah, eventually became the property of Edward Austin Knight, brother of Jane Austen, of course.
Yeah.
Very well known for her visits there. Currently the home of the Association of British Dispensing Opticians, actually, isn't it, Sean? Yeah. Good one.
almost know more than I know.
Yeah, I think I'm right. The diaries of Fanny Knight are on display there as well, aren't they? Jane Austen's niece.
Yeah.
I believe. Is that right, Sean?
Have you ever seen...
Yes, you are right.
Have you ever seen the Fanny's diary? Never mind. Not recently. Anyway, look, we're going to play Dead or Alive, all right, Sean? I've got the names of things here, and you've just got to tell me whether they're dead or alive, Sean, and if you get high enough score, you'll be going to see the vaccines. Are you ready to play? Doesn't matter whether you're ready
yes,
or not.
I am.
We're going to start. Here we go, then. So, dead or alive, Sean, listen carefully. Dead or alive. My Auntie Sylvie. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, she's 93, bless her. Bless her, yeah. Number two, dead or alive, Anthony Strong.
Dead.
No, alive, someone I was at school with, whose dad used to go out with my mum, but years before they were both met their respective spouses. Oh, yeah, years ago. In the Neaton and Warwickshire, they're fact. Dead or alive, our intern Lucy's stick insects, Peter and Paul.
Alive.
No, dead, because her mum once put them on the back of the cat because she thought it looked funny. The cat disagreed, turned around and killed them. Come on, they're dead, don't laugh. Okay, dead or alive, lady. Just lady, dead or alive.
Alive.
No, my neighbour's dog, lady, when I was growing up, is now dead. I have no proof of that, but, you know, it's been a long time and stuff. And it had lost control of its bowel functions back in 1985, so there's every chance. The fat bloke who lived next door to my other nana, dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, again, I'm going to say dead. I've got no proof of that either, but he lost control of his bowel functions back in 1985, so it's every chance. Producer Dave's dad, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, he is alive, yeah, and this weekend it's his 60th birthday, and he's he listens, obviously, and here's a spoiler alert. Hello, good morning, Mr. Masterman. Dave's got you a mower.
Oh, thanks, John.
Yeah, petrol. He's alive. And finally, dead or alive, the pot plant on my landing. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes, I took it outside at the weekend and put it near the wheelie bins. No one's taken it. Producer Dave, what are the scores?
I think Sean got 4.
Is that enough to get tickets to see the vaccines at the Brixton O2 Academy?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations, Sean. Well done. Yeah. Get in, Sean.
Get in there.
And you will get in there because you've got 2 tickets.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
Producer Dave's looking for an excuse, folks, to get out of football today because he is hung over. And we are looking for your suggestions of excuses Producer D can use.
Now, I always think you should just go with the generic "I've lost my bag," which I used very successfully at school, 1992 to 1999.
Do you mean that in the sort of James Brown sense?
Hey, man, I kept me football today. I lost my bag. I just get up this morning. I just didn't feel it. I think, whoa, what's wrong, Ellis? Well, I lost my bag. You know, sometimes you wake up, you're like, I got my bag. I ain't got my bag today.
Music. Music. That rocks. XFM.